here. Negeh to Adam Nidus, here the svar is, Kivon de Migufa Kechazia, since she saw this dam coming out from her body, so Loyam Rin here, Hilo hold, I do not say, Ukmar Chaskosa Shalivar Anechazaka, but rather we say we have to be afraid that maybe before the dam came out already, and therefore Manasopik we say she's Tomei, according to Hilal, all the way back until the last time she made a Bedika, or according to Chachamim, she's Tomei all the way back, either to the last Bedika, or else whichever one is shorter, or else a 24-hour period. So Rashi explained, Kivu de Megufa Kechavya means, Mu'ada u'regilahi lakach. She's used to, it happens often, that she sees dam. It's a little bit like, it's a chazok like a sulish tanis. This chazok is not such a chazok to say that she's still Torah. Because we know from her body, dam comes out. It's oimid, it's going to happen. It's rug, but she's used to it. Therefore, Eilo cheskas tyra. Therefore, she does not have a cheskas tyra. Since the big question is the svar of the rice of the rabbanon, parshad we learn this tuma of mace place is only a tuma of the rabbanon. But avad the midi rice so does not call the reis here. We leave a becheskasa. There's only a svar why the rabbanon were more matam here vilchus tuma and tyram because of this svarim. Since there's a reis in her guf that from her body the dam comes and she always sees dam. Therefore, when dam comes out now, we have to be afraid maybe the dam came out before. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omai Shnami Mikvah, why is the loch of our Mishnah different than the loch of Mikvah? It's not, we learned the Mishnah Mikvah, and we'll soon see there's a kasha according to both according to Hillel and according to Shammai. It's not, we learned the Mishnah Mikvah is, that what's going to be Mikvah Shanim Dod, Venim Tzachasa. First, we made a kasha Mikvah, we knew for sure there was more than 40 saw of water there, and then later, a month later, you come to check it out again, you measure it, and you see, it only has 39 saw of water. It's missing one saw. So that's called mikvah shenindog. You measured it. The nintzachos that's missing. So locher is called tahiros shenasu agabov. All the tahiros that were done or used because of that mikvah, lemafreya before. In other words, let's say a person was tummy and he went down to the mikvah, and when he came out of that mikvah, now he went to touch tahiros. He went to touch truma. So all the tyrants that the person touched after he went to the mikvah, alocher is lamafrei all the way back until mustam, the last time that we checked out the mikvah that we knew for sure was torm, alocher is bein brishus rabim, whether this person made the tefillin brishus, whether the mikvah is in brishus rabim, and he went down there. So when the person goes down, we have a suffix whether the mikvah was kosher at that time or not. In other words, last month we checked that the mikvah was kosher. Today, the beginning of the next month, we check and it's not kosher. So question, what's going to be with the person that went to the mikvah during this last month? We have a suffix at the time when he went to the mikvah, was the mikvah already chosar, already missing, that his tefillah is posel, and he's still tamei? Or maybe not, maybe the mikvah first became posel later after his tefillah, so he was kosher. So whether this doubt happened b'rishus rabim, or was bein b'rishus yachid, whether that doubt happened b'rishus yachid, in both cases, the lochara, that it's like vaday tamei. It's not only a suffix, but we say vaday, that person is still tamei, and any tyrus that he touched is still tamei. And the proof that it's a vaday, because if it only be a suffix, we know the klal is suffix tumah b'rishus rabim is tor. And here we're saying even though the suffix took place b'rishus rabim, still it's tamei. So that's a right to say that here it's called the vaday tamei. So that's the question now. L'shamai kash l'mafreya. According to Shama, that he says that Kol Hanoshim, Dayan Shosim, they're only telling you from now on, not from before. So you see, you leave the Chazakah the way it is before and say it changed as late as possible. So you say, Kashalam Afreya. How come by Mikvah do we say all the people that went to the Mikvah this last month is Tamei? Why? Let's say, since we knew before this month that the Mikvah was Kasha, and we first see it to be Pasul now, it's only Pasul from now on and not before. So from this Mishnah from Mikvois, we see not like by Shammai Svara. And vital Hilu, it's also Kashet Hilu. Even the Hilu says now Mishnah that the Tumah goes all the way back to Mafreya until the last time she made a Bedika. But still Kasha Vadai, it's a Kasha that here from Mikvois is Mashmitz Vadai Tomei. Dilu Mies Liesha Benida Turnin Vloyechlin Vloysorfim. This Alacha Benida, that the tumas and the tyrus she touched before she saw the dam, that according to Hillel B'machmut, the Sayyid Tomei, it's only a Sefer Dikat Tumah. The Nafkamina is that you don't have to burn it. Like this Tumah that becomes Tumah, there's a mitzvah to burn it. But over here, it's only called Tumah. We have to hold on to it and just wait with it. We can't eat it because maybe it's Tomei. We can't burn it because maybe it's Torah. It's only a Sefer Tumah, even according to Hillel. But Vilo Hachab over here by the Mishnah Mikvois, Tumas Vada here for sure it's Tomei. Why? Well, what's the proof? Because we said here it says even though it's a Sefer Tumah B'Shus Rabim, and usually we have a klal of Sefer Tumah B'Shus Rabim is Tor, here we say it's Tomei. What's the reason? You have to say because here it's called the Vadai Tomei. And since we see the Mikvah is Chosa now, we say for sure it was Chosa before. So that's a kash even according to Hillel. Hillel now Mishnah only says it, Min HaSafik, we say the Tumas Atameyas, the Tyrus Atameyas. And here it's Mashram, but here it's Vadai, we said that Lamafrei, it's Tomei. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Hosam over there by Mikvah, the reason why it's a Vadai Tomei, Mishum Dik Lameinam, Heme Tomei Achas Kosoi, Viema Lotovel. There was a person that was Vadai Tomei, and he had to go to the Mikvah. So we have a suffix now, if at the time when he went to the mikvah, was the mikvah already missing, and he's still tamei, or whether the mikvah was still kosher and he's torah. So you have a suffix if the person is still tamei or not, that's the klal, hem et tamei achas kosoi. We'll leave the person on the chazaka the way he was before he went into the mikvah, and we'll say he's still tamei. So Mar says, no, adarab, but just the opposite. Hem et mikvah achas kosoi. Listen, you have a mikvah here, but last month we checked it out and it has 40 saw. So we know this mikvah was once kosher. So you have a doubt now if during this last month was it still kosher or not, put it on the chazaka the mikvah. Just like before last month it was kosher, so up until now, until we find this puzzle, we should still say it's kosher. That's called hemed mikvah chas kosoi. V'yema, let's say, loy chosam. That at the time when the person went to the mikvah was not missing anything. So which again should be at least a suffix. Not a vade, which I would start to say, the mikvah is the cheskosoi, that it was a good tefillah. Zvor says, no, harei chosal lefanecha, listen, there's a big reyesam. Right now, when we went to check out the mikvah, it's missing. But since right now it's missing, that's the reason to say it was missing before also. So the Zvor says, that that's a svar to make it vade tomei, so achinam here also, by dam, by the nido, this isham. Harei dam lefanecha, right now she sees dam. So right now, for sure, she's Tomei. So why don't they say that since there's a Vada Reyes and a Chazaka, that if I have a Suffolk how she was before, she was Vada Tomei. So Mara says, no. Hash, do the Chazoi. Listen, she only sees the Dam from now. Before, she did not see any Dam. So therefore, there's no Reyes in what happened before. So Mara says, if so, Hochinami, say the same for them by Mikvah also. Hash, do the Chosar. Right now it became less than 30. But not before. So just like by Nida we say that the fact she sees Dam now does not ruin the fact that before she was Tor. So here also by Mikvah say the same thing. Even though right now we found the Mikvah to be Chosar, but let's say before it was still a Sholem. So why do we say it's Tomei Vadei, it should be Tor Vadei. So Mar says no. Chosar Mikla Meimor, Chosar V'Osa, Chosar v'yosam. I tell you, by mikvah, it doesn't lose all the water in 1 second. Like it left slowly. Says so, it takes time for the water to leave. Therefore, we say, even though now when we check it out, it's less than 39, but less than 40, from the sum, it started to leak out from before already. So therefore, there's a register that something took place before. That's why before would say it's tummy. Samara says, Hocha, what, Mashekin over here by Nidom, but here by Nida we don't say that. By Nida she sees Dam now, so we'll say that's it. First now the Dam started to come, and not before. But there's no reason to say that the fact she sees now, we should say there was something wrong that started to come out from before already also. Samara says, no, my Kusha, what's the big question? Like still, why do you say Nida is different than a mikvah? Dilma hagas hagas chazisei. That maybe she saw a lot at a time. Hagas hakas, Rashi says, Loshin Rabia means a multiply a lot. Shadam Hulach Vagodal, that the dam inside the body, inside the womb, maybe there was a large sum of blood there. Vidoimla Vasekta Shriya Saperdala Brishino Yomrim, Blakadotim Tesodim, Eitzim Esovim, Hagas hakas, mistake a lot. Kleimar. Hirashi says, Al Yidei Shiyi Adam Rabba Bemekor, maybe since there was a lot of dam in the womb, is Yoytzim Emenu Mat Mat, so when it started to empty out, a little bit of dam came out at a time, kacharag like a mustard seed. And that's all you need to metama. And when Isha sees even a drop of dam, a dam tipa dam kachardol, she becomes tamei. And so, Shein HaMakor Yochol La'azika, the Yoytzim Ma'at Lebei Sachitzim, the Peshat is, there was a lot of dam in the Makor, the dam couldn't hold it all in, so therefore let out a little bit at a time, and a little bit starts to come out into the Beis Achitzin, into the canal, into the Mokum where it comes out. So as soon as the dam leaves the Makor, leaves the womb, and goes into the vagina, into the canal there, so she becomes Tamei. So it could be Vizeh Kama Yomim, a long time already, Hiskol, it started to leak dam already. The dam came out from the Makor into the Beis Achitzin. And Isha becomes Tamei, as soon as a tipa, smallest amount of blood, leaves her womb, from then she becomes Tamei. So, Sahura, the same way you say by Nikva, it started to lose the water slowly, so since it lost less than 40, you want to tell me for sure it started before, the same story could be by Dam Nidir also, even though we only see it right now, but the starver started to leak, Dam started to come out already from before. So how come either according to Shammai say before she's tor, or even according to Hillel she's only Tomei Min HaSofik, and how come by Nikvai says she's Tomei Machlas Vaday? So Marisa says, I'll tell you, Hosa Mika Tata L'Reyusa, Hoch L'Ika Chode L'Reyusa. This is the difference, that by Nikvai there's Tata L'Reyusa, there are two things wrong here. Since there are two things wrong, therefore we say it's Vaday Tomei. By Nida, there's only one thing wrong, that she sees Dam now, Machm is one thing, that's the Machlekes. So we say it goes back to Mafreya altogether, or maybe not. Shami says no, and even according to Hilda, it goes back, it only goes back Machm is Sufik, not Machm is Vade. So Rashi says, what does Tatler used to mean? Hamid Tomi Achaskos. Listen, this person before he went to the Mikvi was Vade Tomi. So we have a Sufik now without whether his Tefillah was good. We leave him the Cheskas Tomei to say he's still Tomei. And who are then on the Chazaka of the Mikvah? And that that you want to say the Chazaka of the Cheskas Tairo, there's also race in the Mikvah, that right now it's a Reichosel of Fonecho. Therefore, since we have two things wrong, here it makes it Vadai Tomei. Vashenkin Rashi says, but the Isham, Bididohu Dikarius, there's only something wrong with her. There's a race in her body like she saw Adam. Sure, Cheskas Tairo. Ksaf a little bit, Shredam Lefunecha. Well, Mishamach, Reus Lechuda, we don't marrow what happened before. Because before Hadarabah, the Tyrus that she touched, there's no Reus in the Tyrus. Those Tyrus before we have right to say, Hemidam Achas Kosam, that the Cheskas Tyrosam Heim. Therefore, since there's no Reus in the Tyrus at all, there's only a Reus in her, it's only a small Reus so that she sees Dam now. Therefore, it's enough to say that she's only coming from now on, and not from before, according to Shammai, and even according to Hillel, it's only Min HaSofik, but not Machmas Vadei. Such the final teretz, that by Mikvah there's Tatla Reyusam, that both the person has a Cheskas Tomei, and also the Mikvah has a Reyusam, therefore there it's a Vadei Tomei L'Mafreya. Now the Gemara asks the question still, Omai Shno Mechovyis, like how come the Din of HaMishnah, at least according to Shammai, that Beis Shammai says it's Torah L'Mafreya, why is it different than the Loch of Chavis? That there we say it's Tomei L'Mafreya, at least Min HaSofik. The Rashi says the Beis Shammai Torah, we'll soon see. The Gemara is asking the question according to Beis Shammai, that how come you Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah, that even though the Isha sees Dam now, there's no Reyes there before, and we say before she was Vadei Tor, and how come here by a barrel, we say there was a Reyes there before. What's the Loch of a barrel? It's not like this. The person was checking out this barrel of wine, like to make sure it's still wine. Like he wants to be able to take off truma from this barrel and drink other barrels. Let's say he has 10 barrels here of wine. So from this one barrel, he wants eventually to take the truma out of this barrel and be able to drink all the other barrels. But the law is, if you want to take truma from wine, you have to make sure it's still wine, it's not vinegar. If it changes to come into vinegar, spoiled wine, you can't take it for truma. See, the case was, he was mafrish for hoylech truma. Now, v'yachakach leida nimtza chaymitz. Later, when he checked this barrel, he found out the barrel type had changed to be vinegar, and it was ruined. So the question is, at what point was this barrel ruined? Like, at what point, when you took off the truma, he would say the truma was chal and later became spoiled? Or no, maybe at the time when you took off truma, it was already spoiled. So a case is like this. So, kol gimu yomim vadai. All the first 3 days we say for sure, mikan v'yelech sofik. So it's machlekas exactly what does this mean, kol gimu yomim. Rashi brings down there's a plukta in Gemara in Bar Basra between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That Rabbi Yechanan says, kol gimu yomim means la'acha b'dika rishayna. Means first you checked out this barrel of wine and it tasted like wine. So now the next 3 days afterwards, for sure it's still called wine. So if you are mafris truma the second or third day after you checked it out, for sure the truma is chal. Even the later, month later, when you come and check out this barrel, you see it's vinegar, but that's for sure the first 3 days after that first bedika is still wine. So therefore, during that first 3 days, you said a raise of truma, it would be chal. But afterwards, mikan v'elech, it's a suffix whether it's truma or not. And therefore, lachor is it had to shame truma, and the yachs of each, and you have to take off truma again. But it's only called a suffix. So, the first 3 days, it's vade wine. Afterwards, it's called a suffix wine. So, kasha l'shamay, of course, a kasha and shamay. And Rashi goes further, really, to say that according to Yeshua ben Levi, he learns the pshat over there was that kol gimu yomim koydim bedikas achreinom shinim saints choymitz vadi choymitz. He learns the other way, that you checked it now and came out to be vinegar. So therefore, the last 3 days, for sure, it was also vinegar. And if you took off truma the last 3 days, for sure, it's no good. But if you took off truma before that, it remains a suffix. It remains a suffix whether it's truma or not. But I'll call upon them, according to both of them, that you check out the barrel now and see it's vinegar. We say that before, if you took off truma, like at least more than 3 days before, it's a suffix whether it was vinegar then or whether it was truma. So you see, a reyes that we find now will machzik way back to Mafreya to say that most probably, at least a good suffix, that it was vinegar from before. So it's a kasha and shamay. How could Shammai say now Mishnah when Nisha sees Dam? She's only telling me from now on and not from before. We have no suffix that Dam was there before. And how come here by this barrel, if you find it to be vinegar now, for sure we say the truma you took off before is also a suffix. That maybe it was vinegar way before. Even according to Yeshua, it's only the last 3 days that we say it's not. It's like for sure vinegar. But before that, it's a suffix. So who you see your master the reyes, sir, back the mafreya. So of course the kasha and shamay. So my answer is I'll tell you no. So again, that was his last gemara, the Tanan, that how your body gets a chavis dias mafreshel atshumu v'elech v'achad nimtzo chaymitzo kol gimel yomor rishayim vada mikan v'elech sofik. So kasha l'shamay. So gemara says no. Hosa mishum diklam meima hem etevul achas kosay. V'yema ulaynis takna. I'll tell you there, these barrels were tevil. So you didn't took off truma yet. So you have a suffix, if they became nisakin, if trum was chal, at sam liva v'cheskos, it's still tevel, that the trum was not chal. That's what they were machmul and mafreya. But over here, the isha, before at a cheskos tyra, we leave with a cheskos tyra. Ad rabbi, the Gemara says just the opposite. Hemed yayin acheskosai. The wine had a chazaka before it was good wine. So if you have a doubt, the in between, most probably it was still wine, and truma should be chal. V'yayma, let's say rather lehechmet, it did not become vinika. So Gemara says, no, hare hechmetz lefanecha, right now it's vinegar, there's a reyesa. So that's the reason to say it happened before already. If so, hachinami here by dam isha, hare dam lefanecha, she saw dam. So why don't I say, just like she has dam now, most probably the dam came out before already. And Gemara says, no, hashnu dechazoi by where it says, Hocho, Miklu Meima Chazov Yasor, Chazov Yasor, but over here by Dam, not that way. Maybe the Dam first came out now, and that's it. We have no reason to say the Dam was here from before. Like we want to say before, the Gemara says, no, well, my question, what's your big question? Dilma, maybe by Dam also, Hagas, Hagas, Chazisa, we said before. Maybe the Makor was full of blood, and it started to come out slowly, so even though you find Dam now first, maybe there was Dam there before. So again, why according to Shammai, why isn't there a suffix? Maybe the dam came out before, the tyrus should be tumim in a suffix. So Mar says, no, hosa mika tata l'reyusa.
By this barrel, there are two reisas over here. First of all, the barrel itself right now is vinegar. So that's a good reason to say it was vinegar before. And who would did this other wine? It was tevel before. It was the cheskas to be tevel. You have a doubt whether you're misakin and whether you took off truma or not. So therefore, since there are two reisas, two problems, therefore we say that the truma was not chal. At least minasafik it was not chal, and therefore the din is taken hasn't been truma, but the yas of yitron. Mashenken by isha, there's only one reisa, just the fact she saw dam right now, but without that she herself was becheskas a tyra before. So therefore Shammai says since the isha was becheskas tyra before, she's only tummy from now on and not from before. So now the Gemara asks the question: the Rami Chav Yisamik for let me ask the steer with these last two halachas. That Maish Noho Chavade, how come by mikvah we say that if you find the mikvah chasa now, whoever was tabling at the last month until the last bedika is vadei tamei. We see it goes back to terms vadei, and the proof was again because even Rishus Rabbim it's tamei. Well, Maish Noho Chasafik, how come here by this barrel we only say it's a suffik? And therefore, the lacher is it's like a chal truma on it. Just minasafik he asks of yitni after taking off truma a second time. But we do not say that since we found it to be vinegar now, like for sure it was vinegar before. For the two tatla reyusa, that first of all there's vinegar here now, and secondly the truth that the barrels of wine are becheskas to be tevel. Salkam by mikvah the tatla reyusa makes it a vaday, and here by chavus it only makes it a suffik. So first the Gemara answers. Omer Rabbi Chanina Misuria, Rechnif, and you're saying like this. Man Tan of Chavis, who's the Tan of Chavis, that's on Yisavik? I'll tell you Rabbi Shimini, as it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Legabe Mikva Nam Yisavik Meshavik, and Echanam, they have both have the same halachas. And Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, Vilkos Mikva also, it's only Tumul of Ephraim and Asafik, not Machnas Vadai. So Mamash, the two halachas, I told you Zeb is there. The Rabbi Shimon that it says, by Mikva, it's only in Asafik, he's the one that says Chavis also to Asafik. It's not learned like this. Mikvah shenimded v'nimtzachos. You have the mikvah, you checked it out, and it came out it was missing. So locher is called tyrus shenasu agavah l'mafreya. Any tyrus that was done through a person that went to that mikvah, b'embrishus rab, b'embrishus yochid, t'meyus, like the Baruch Mishnah brought down before, that's called the vavei tomei, since it's a tatla where you saw the mikvah is missing now, and the person was becheskas tomei, we say he's still tomei vadai, and all the tyrus remain tomei. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon Aymer b'shus rabim tohoyros. If the suffix was that mikvah was b'shus rabim, and the person went down to the mikvah, so we have a suffix b'shus rabim whether he's still tummy or not. The locker is tohoyros. Because why? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's only a suffix tumah, and that's the klal suffix tumah b'shus rabim is tor. But b'shus yochid toilin. If the nikvah was in b'shus yochid, therefore it's a suffik b'shus yochid. But a suffik we say takat tamei. But who are then it's only toilin? Why exactly is a toilin only a suffik? Rashi says time and force to come on. We'll explain later why. So the kids. So therefore, there's no steer with the loch of mikvah to the loch of chavis. But then the Rav Shimon that says that by chavis. It's only a suffik l'mafreya, who are din by mikvah also will agree it's only min a suffik that it's tamei l'mafreya. Alright, we'll stop here.